Pickaxe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Crowd is hooting and hollering. Sweat trickles down your neck as, in anticipation, you hold on with all your might to Big and Bad Bodacious, the meanest bull in town. The rodeo horn sounds and the gate opens. My God, he's bucking harder than you could ever have imagined. Will you be able to hold on to Bodacious? Or are you on a mystery quest? And welcome back, everybody, to Escape from Dino Island. Previously.
After the tragic death of that engineer, Dave, while at the power station trying to bring the monorail back online, a group of intrepid explorers meet a mysterious stranger. But a struggle with the treacherous Alistair Biggins has left the party separated. Will they escape? Who knows?
You hear a splash somewhere else in this place.
Okay.
It is almost pitch black where you are. You can just really high up above you make out the lights up from where you fell from.
How far up?
Pretty far. Not so far that you'd be dead, but
yeah.
I'm gonna say potentially you fell into some kind of like sluiceway and you have got kind of like dragged into a secondary area where you are easily sort of like up to your chest in water, a little bit higher on.
Are there any
Casper.
Like gangways or anything that we can use to climb out?
It looks really high up and you're surrounded by these like large sort of like turbine generator type things that look like they plunge much deeper into the ground, but this water is swinging around them, cooling them down. You don't exactly know where the exit would be from here.
Okay.
Although you've been to this facility, you probably don't know the exact layout of the machinery or gubbins based on the job that you had before.
Dino Dan, have you ever shot a gun before?
No, I'm just a sentient strand of DNA.
Do you think that really, like?
Yeah. I was made by incel scientists to teach you about dinosaurs.
When's the last time you took that suit off?
What suit? This is my skin.
It's not your skin.
I was made to teach you about dinosaurs.
No.
I was made to teach you, Casper, about dinosaurs.
I'm gonna try and
as you go to lift it, you hear
skin.
You hear a snarl somewhere in the dark, just as you're going to raise the head off this mascot costume. There is a snarl in the dark and the splashing of water.
I'm going to slap his hand away and I'm going to immediately take one of the vials that I took from my room, which is full of Allosaurus urine, and I'm just going to dispense it on both of us.
Nice. Oh, God!
Oh! Many smaller predators are scared of the urine of other predators, thinking they're in their territory and in danger.
How did you get this?
You don't want to know.
You can hear still hear this splashing around, but
many of the larger dinosaurs can be milked for various fluids.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
this.
Yeah, I mean, what are you planning to do? You can hear something.
So literally just going to do that in an attempt to keep it away from us for long enough for us to make our way out. So I'm going to basically now try and keep Casper above the waterline so that the smell doesn't
come off
him, wash off him.
That's great.
Because I think probably my suit has soaked enough as well. And then just wade, thinking that if we've come down, there must be a further down that we can go, or at least a way out following this water.
Right, yeah.
Because it must be going somewhere. Mm. Probably the lake, we would assume. Mm. But there must be a way out into, at least outside from here.
Mm. Okay, yeah. I want some kind of dice roll on that, either...
Oh, you don't just like the nice story?
A nice story.
Boo. Play the game. Say stuff and have it happen.
There's a rumble in the ground. There is a heavy rumble in the ground if you're going to boo.
Boo. All right, I'm going to...
I was saying
like
boo worms.
There is a heavy rumbling again coming from the island. It feels like these tremors are getting significantly worse than they were before. Mm. And at that moment... so you guys are looking for an exit. Yeah. We'll kind of cut back to that. We'll go back upstairs. Can I get a medicine roll from Natasha to see if you can handle your stomach?
Okay,
wound. Time
to treat wound. I got 6. So 8. I got 8.
Okay, so without the proper equipment.
Well, you got a first aid kit.
I do have a first aid kit. But it's a better roll for me. We're using clever. Mm. Is a first aid kit good for whacking out a knife?
Oh, it's good to stop the bleeding.
It's not going to clear the injury.
Right.
You kind of managed to bandage yourself up.
Okay.
You're not going to die from this wound, but another wound.
Is going to finish me off. And I've got to tell you a story, weirdo. Strange man I just met. I pulled knife out of my tummy. I tell you about how I like to blow off steam. Back home in my country. To decide.
Of this crazy woman who's just so matter-of-fact about horrible things.
It's very difficult to decide which animal you use for experimentations and such. So often we play Russian roulette with gorilla.
No.
That is how I like to blow off steam. So far, I am good. I did get shot in head once. It was fine. Oh. I did not take paracetamol. I am not pussy. Anyway, that's how I like to blow off steam. Like whips the knife out. God. What is your name? I forget.
Please tell me you thought of a name.
You can call me John.
Hi, John. Nice to meet you. I call you Sweet John.
You needed that long to be John.
Last
time you're like, no. I'll do it right now.
There's a lot going on.
Deep character work.
So are we just glossing over the fact that you forced gorillas to play Russian roulette?
Back maybe in my country, do they very normal.
Do they understand?
They cry. They cry.
Oh, well, that's worse. They don't want to do it, but they do understand.
Just one of them weep for dead father. Very sad.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun at all.
It is fun. There's not much else to do.
As you're being told this story about gorilla Russian roulette, you finally pull the last switch, and with like a chung chung chung, the lights come on in this place, and everything is now illuminated. Mm-hmm. And you can loosely hear kind of like in the distance that there are sirens going off, alarm bells kind of ringing as power has been restored to the facility. You've got things back online, and you have managed to restore power to the monorail.
Hooray.
You are just going to have to get back there.
So because I got a 8, was it?
Yeah.
What condition is my stab wound in now?
Oh, okay. You know, if you can get some more medical supplies, you need something more advanced than you have from your...
I guess you need to stitch it up.
Stitching and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have one injury.
Yeah.
But it's slightly better now. What's the difference now that I've done that?
So the injury isn't healed, but now if you can find the necessary equipment to suture the wound, then you can cross that injury off.
Cool.
But until you find that, then you won't be able to, and you'll still be injured.
Gotcha.
It's kind of the
vibe. I guess if you hadn't have done that, you'd have kept bleeding and it would have gotten worse.
Probably died.
Well, basically, if you hadn't have done that, you would just have kept the injury and you would have no way to heal it. This is just giving you, if you can find it, then you can cross that injury off.
A sewing kit.
I just want a sewing kit, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome to do a scavenge.
Yeah.
We'll go back over to Casper and Dino Dan, and you've just managed to make it to sort of like a stairwell, and then all the lights come on, and you can see that there is a dinosaur that has been stalking you in this water, but it's been keeping its distance because it thought that there was an Allosaurus down here. Mm. What kind of urine did you use?
Allosaurus urine.
It thought that there was, it could smell like a big, like big primetime predator. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is some kind of raptor, a slightly more aquatic one. No, who's that?
Barosaurus.
Cool? Now, who's the cool guy? The Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus is the frilled one that spits.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that kills Newman from Seinfeld.
Yeah, Nedry.
That's it, Nedry.
The guy on the toilet.
The nerdy hacker guy.
He
gets spat in the face.
Right, yes.
All the lights come on, you hear a splash, you turn back, and there is a Dilophosaurus stood there, a large sort of raptor-style dinosaur, and it instantly flares out its big fan-like frills around of its head and just screeches at you now that it realizes that you guys are not an Allosaurus and that actually you're potential prey. You guys are potentially in trouble.
In peril. Okay.
Can I shoot it with my gun?
Oh, you've got a gun.
Yeah, I was going to be like, I'm going to rummage around, see if I can find anything. You've got a gun. Yeah. Shoot it with a gun.
Can I shoot it with my gun, please?
You can.
Might scare it off.
In the face.
Shooting is dangerous. Like, any kind of fighting is dangerous, but I'm happy for you to fire.
Oh, let's give it a go.
I mean, could you fight? I mean, trying to scare it with the gun sounds like less risky than trying to
kill you're
it
upstairs,
with
the... buddy.
Oh, that's true.
I can't hear you!
Okay, you want to shoot it with the gun. Yeah. Make a fight roll. You're using a weapon, so you get +1 to this dice roll.
Nice.
What do you roll?
That's 5 + 1. See?
sorry, what was that, Sullivan? Sullivan, what was that? I can't hear you. What are you saying? One more time. I can't get it. I think he passed.
We'll move on.
So, on a miss.
Who said it was a miss?
On a miss, So, either you get one final heroic act, and then you die. Or you're out of commission, unable to do anything, but your character will survive if others can get you off of the island.
I can bring you back to life. I can wake you up inside.
Wake me up. I can't wake up. Save me.
Should we go for the latter in this case?
Yeah,
because
I
agree in your situation, I think it was best to go for the heroic death, but in this situation, he's only a child.
Yeah, and I want to have your story.
Yeah, exactly.
What story?
We don't know. We even know each other.
No, we don't. It could be any child in dungarees.
Yeah.
Imagine if it is.
That's true, actually.
It is a random kid. It might be.
Okay.
You
let off a shot, pow, which echoes out. Goes absolutely wild. The Dilophosaurus screeches and then spits at you, and it hits you square in the face. Gumming up your eyes, your nose, your mouth, and
you can't see.
What does the secretion do? Is it just is it just gummy?
It's just kind of gummy and chokey, I think. It has made probably like a mild burning. I think it was like it's meant to be. It's not like acid, but it's meant to.
Is it poisonous? I don't know.
Don't think so.
I think
it was just meant to be, like it. Yeah, slightly burned on contact, so it was put things off. Yeah. Seems like skunk spray, I guess.
Oh. Okay.
Like, yeah. Really stinks and is horrible.
Cool. Ooh. Yeah, I'm picturing something a bit like, do you remember Toad in the first X-Men movie?
Oh. Yeah.
Where he spits something like this gummy, big, like, but it is like you are just having the worst time. You're not dead, but absolutely incapacitated. Your eyes are swollen up.
Yeah.
Can I just really quickly take a straw from inside my suit, and I'm just going to just put it through some of the gunk into his mouth so he can at least breathe and stay alive?
Yeah, you can. Great. You can do that. You can keep him alive.
Yeah.
But he's struggling, unable to do anything, and the Dilophosaurus is like lowering.
Yeah.
Getting into a crouch to charge.
Is it still in the water?
Yes.
Can I have a rummage to see if I have a taser?
Yeah, roll me a dice.
Nice.
Tell me how that works.
So I rolled clever. So that's a 10. This is using my hoarder ability. It says you scavenge many useful things on the island, key cards, mechanical parts, bottles, Tyrannosaurus urine, etc. You might just have the right thing. On a 10 plus, you do have that thing or something similar enough.
Great. Amazing. Yeah, you tell me exactly
so
what
I'm
you want.
So I'm literally going to reach in. I've got this taser, and I'm just going to press the button on the taser, stick it down, maybe with a bit of the gunk from the Dilophosaurus, just scooped off of him, and then I'm just going to throw it into the water.
Okay,
and then
great.
And then I'm up the stairs.
Cool.
Just so before it jumps, it's freaking out.
Yeah, okay. No, that sounds great. So this, I'll say it's bigger than like a taser. This is like a dino prod. Like this thing is a bit chunkier, a bit heavier voltage.
Been walking with what seems like a limp for ages, but I've had a dino prod stuck down one leg of it.
I'm going to want another roll from here, like a run or something to then get out of here. I'm going to give you another bonus of like an extra plus two of whatever you're rolling because you've electrocuted this Dilophosaurus. Like, it is having a bad time.
Okay, well, I'll just do a run then, I guess, on a plus two. That is an 11 with a plus two.
Yeah. 100%.
Fantastic. Thank God.
you make it to a safe location. If you want, you can either just choose this or you can just go back to your lair. You know exactly where the other people should be. You have basically just run up this large kind of concrete staircase that looks like it descends even deeper down into the bowels of the building. But you know up above is where the doctor
okay,
was.
Okay, I think I stopped sort of in the crossroads as they're sort of arguing over all of the machinery. And I've just stopped in the, like, there's a turn that goes to my little lair. There's you guys looking away. And you'll probably just turn around and see me just go, did you know that the Dilophosaurus can spit a sort of secretion that causes burning and incapacitation?
So you can see the absolutely mangled Casper, and this kid is like, they're breathing through a straw. They are choking, having...
Oh, man.
If left untreated, it can cause paralysis or even death.
Okay, you give me Casper.
Quickly, fix him. Give fix me, him quick.
Give me child. Come on, give it to me. Right, anyone have corrosive acid? No? Okay, we choose different method. That's fine.
We fight the acid with more acid. Burn it off.
Well, pour alkaline on it first. Yeah.
Right, I bring back from the brink. Which means I get to tell you all a lovely story about
home. Oh, so many stories.
Horrific stories. They're so horrific.
Yeah. All right, I do roll and I tell you about my
Hunger Games we did with the hippo.
No, not hippo. I tell you about when someone miraculously pulled through while I roll a 6. Not so good, eh? As it is 1993.
Well, you rolled a 6.
No.
But you've got clever
plus,
too,
plus,
right?
8.
Okay, right. We'll get to that.
The child almost died.
Okay, tell us about what were you doing?
As in 1993, Saved by the Bell, very popular. Everyone wants to look like Zach Morris. Back in my hometown, it's very hard to get hold of Zach Morris' hair. So I take the mane off a horse and I put it on another man's scalp. It's not, you're not supposed to do that. Very nasty, very pussy. Man almost died. I shave him, everything fine. Everything fine. He very miraculously pulled through. God bless. He's dead now.
Very good.
Why is
very
everything
good.
Pussy with you?
It's either I'm not a pussy, but it's pussy.
Oh, God.
It's a theme. Right, now I help child. I roll 7 and 9. You could do it if conditions were right. DM will tell you what you need. When you get it, cross off the injury.
Okay.
What's going to help you?
I think you need to get him as fast as you can to the medical facility that you are in. You need something more.
Oh, then we can both.
Oh, yeah, you can sort yourself out. Yeah.
More seriously.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, God.
I've been dragging one arm around the whole time.
But yeah, how are you feeling about this, stranger?
I'm kind of staring at it in disbelief, just shaking my head, being like, no, this is not how.
So you know that it looks like they're struggling and you know where the medical facility is. You've been to and from this island.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say you probably have a way that you know how to get over to the other side of the lake, because the last time you were seen, you were over there and now you're here.
There's like jeeps that the staff use to like get around the like backside of the facilities to like get engineers to like go to the power stations and the maintenance areas.
We
and stuff
did
like that.
Canonically say there was no other vehicles on the island.
That's true.
True. But wasn't that something Dan said that may or may not have been true?
I will give you a sillier way.
There's a small train. like at a children's park.
There's a smaller monorail that goes to...
The minnow rail.
And the camera's off, we're down.
Congratulations, end of story.
Joking the whole day, that's the best one.
Okay, well, fuck. The minnow rail instantly sounds fucking better. Fine, yes, you can have the minnow rail. I was going to give you a sillier option, but... Holy shit, yeah.
Okay, what? So it's a little like kids going on their birthday and it goes round like this area.
It just goes round
like,
the lake.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like one of those little steam trains.
And you, like, one person sits on a whole train carriage.
Yeah.
Like,
Nice.
Yeah, but I think this is kind of like fish themed and there's like a capsule that goes over and actually goes through the lake through like a tunnel.
You can see
and you can
see the fish and stuff.
See the fish.
Nice.
Right, that doesn't sound dangerous.
No.
It sounds fine.
Especially with dinosaur fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, megalodons are fine.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of plesiosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Ichthyosauruses.
Yeah, yeah,
be fine.
Yeah, and my character's like super motivated to make sure Casper doesn't die, so I'm gonna do my best to get everyone on the minnow rail.
Okay.
Got set another father.
How many dads do you have?
Just everyone is a father figure.
Oh, I don't know, like.
As you start tearing out of this building, the ground begins to shake even more, rumbling and thundering, and you make it up above ground, and you can see like smoke kind of filling the sky, and it looks like it's coming from the volcano, but instead of there being sort of like a red light or something, there is a very bright purple light above it. And through this, like, there is sort of lightning striking around this place. And sort of as the lightning strikes the ground, or like you see these flashes in the sky, like for a second, you see what looks like a zeppelin appears and then disappears. You see a very kind of futuristic, multi-story plane that doesn't look like anything that exists in 1993. It is absolutely wild. But anyway, the next carriage of the minnow rail has arrived. Which apparently has a stop next to the super secret mainframe area control part, because the kids...
Well, normally that's like, there's a door, it's locked, you know, staff entry only.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's like the terminus for them at the end of the day.
Oh, it's
when
where
they turn them around.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the railway station for them.
There's like a turntable.
Yeah, like in Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, like in Thomas the Tank Engine.
So you got the power back on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you did that. Oh, fantastic.
We got that done.
That's great.
Well, you went for a swim.
Yes. Yes. That's all we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys all pile into these pods for the Minerail. And, yeah, you go underneath the water. There's, a beautiful, is it like the Mosasaur? Is that the big?
Big fishy one.
Yeah, he's swimming around, having a great time. There's a bump on the screen as you kind of bump into the body of Dave, who's just sort of floating past. But you keep going because, look at all these fish. Aren't they lovely?
Luckily. No
crying. It's a shame about the child because he would love this.
And so it does this very easy journey where it stops off at the sort of dormitory place where you guys were before. And you can pile out of there. You're back by the sort of main atrium that you were in not that long ago, in that hexagonal area. And yeah, it does look like the medical facility has not collapsed, even though more cracks are forming in this building.
Yep. If we're in the main atrium and there's no giant dinosaur in here, do we think that in the security room there might be some sort of emergency button to put down, like a main shutter on the doors?
The security room completely collapsed when you left last time, unfortunately. Anything that was in there has been destroyed.
Okay, well, I think you need to get to work quick. Mm. Save him, and then we're on the monorail.
Also, I got stabbed, too.
Did you?
Yes, there's a knife hanging out of my body. Holding this dying child is making me very broody. My ovaries are swelling. Or maybe that knife wound, I don't know. We work on him.
Okay, great, yeah. So you can head over to the medical facility, and it will take a little bit of time, but with the dice rolls that you had, all you had to do was just reach a place of safety where you can patch yourself up and you can cross that injury off, and you can bring Casper the Friendly Boy back to life.
Hooray!
He wasn't dead, but you can prevent this. And yeah, his skin is badly burnt. You come to, you will come to. What is Dino Dan and our mysterious stranger going to do in the meantime? Because this is going to take a little amount of time.
Dino Dan, what would he do? I mean, he's probably going to go to the vending machines.
I'll join you. I'm hungry.
He's going to go back to his old haunts.
Give me a scavenge roll. Yeah, I guess you guys. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, he never got to eat the last set of stuff he came here for because of the Iguanodon issue, as we all know. That's plus clever, so. It's a five.
A five. Well, that's a bad miss.
Yeah.
That's a real bad miss. As you go to the...
These fucking iguanodons again, I swear.
As you go, you see the thumbs up of the iguanodon.
It's been using it to press the buttons on the vending machine.
Oh, God. I think you are going to... Yeah, you're going to head over there and the ground shakes again. Mm-hmm. And there is this like brilliant flash of purple light. You two are together and all of a sudden, give me a period of history.
The Elizabethan England.
You go to press the button on the vending machine and in this incredible flash, suddenly you are stood on a cobbled street and a horse and carriage is about to collide into you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to dive out the way.
Great. Okay. yeah, that sounds like just a run or
just, Oh, good. Just a run roll. You need to play with me, dice. Because I don't want to die. I got a four. That's a four. A miss.
You get plus one for your fit, I guess.
No, I don't, because I got an injury.
You had a rest, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you did. You rest before.
Oh, yeah, we counted that rest.
Yeah, okay. But, it's still a fail.
Plus one. Regardless. Five and a fail.
Yeah.
You go to dive out of the way, but the shock of you're stood in a Elizabethan like bustling street for a second, and this horse and carriage that was just absolutely running down these cold roads just collides with you and knocks you back, and then you just slam onto the ground of the sort of the canteen of this dino room. You have another injury.
That's my second injury.
Okay, do you want to have a heroic act and die? Or would you like to be out of commission?
Oh, yeah, I'll save everyone from the horse, shall I?
Maybe I can drag you back to have another story. Yeah,
I think I'll go see the doctor and I'll be the dead weight for now.
Thank you. Oh. I think that makes sense.
Are they endless?
Yeah.
They're
endless. No, so you choose one of them and you just use that over and over again.
Oh, because I've now used two different ones.
Fuck it, that's fine. You know what?
Okay.
I rule. That's fine.
He rules. Because I help myself and the kid.
You are back in this canteen and this horse and carriage is with you and it just runs out of the front door. The coachman is... Well, bloody hell, what's going on here then? Where am I? As the horses panic and...
Did you know that in the Cretaceous period, horses were invented?
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This is run. Like, you've been badly trampled by this horse. Broken ribs easily. Ooh. And just on the ground coughing up blood.
Take him to the medical room.
Yeah, you're there with Dino Dian. You guys were in. You're taking care of the kid. Well, you just patched up Dino Dian. He's like, I'm going to get some snacks.
He comes back.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're patching up yourself.
Yeah, because like, I didn't get patched up. That's no. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, you never treated that arm.
Yeah, I haven't treated the arm. I've had an arm wound the whole time.
Oh, so God. You're patching up yourself. You're patching up the kid. And Dino Dian and the stranger, they're like, oh, we're going to get some food.
Fucking
A minute later, come back like, oh, God, you've got to help him.
He's got three broken ribs.
Borgeschmarda.
Dino Dian is dragged back in here in desperate need of...
Another story.
I've only got one more story left. I have worked my way through the most of all of them.
Okay. Right, do you want to try and bring him back from the brink?
Oh my God.
All right. Daniel, can you hear me, Daniel? Okay, it's not like broken rib. I know that sound anywhere. Okay. All right. You're okay now. I guess I'm okay. I help you too.
Yes. Does he have to take off his suit?
I will take off his suit. Yes, you pass. Oh.
It says don't take off clothes if you can avoid it in your medical thing.
I'm sorry, broken ribs. I need access to your chest.
Oh my God.
I'm going to drain the fluid from your lungs.
I'll let you have final say on if your costume is taken off in this.
Hey, it's
scene.
Up to you.
So. No.
It's up to you.
I think okay. I would
doing it.
Cut
I'm,
it.
I'm
yeah.
To look at least at like yeah, the yeah, wound,
I think
that's right? Fine.
You can, I think yeah. more of it can come off. It's yeah. not like, yeah.
You start like withering and dying.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. There was no man in there at all. It was just a face sewn into a suit.
Okay. Okay, we cut off a little bit around chest. I can see what's happening. Right. What we need is, I need like a brace. We connected to him, he'll be fine. Let me tell you about time I was very terrified, though, young child. Have you ever swum with shark?
Oh, no.
One day, me and Papa, we try and make amphibious human being. We decide we need a shark nose to do this. I'm not sure why Papa thought nose. He never went to school. He's self-taught. Anyway, let's just say that is why Papa dead. Shark eat Papa. Little baby Natasha Romanensky, just get away. Very terrifying. I did not cry, though. I'm not a pussy. Anyway, you pass me this, I fix this man. Okay, you're fine now.
Right, roll. Roll the dice.
Oh, I missed. Sorry, I roll.
Oh my god! Every dice have to be so
bad. So all of the story I tell you still die. I rolled a 6.
I'm starting to think it's because of the story.
Is that including your +2?
I rolled a 4 originally.
Do you get a plus for being like in a medical room and having loads of equipment?
You know what? I think that is actually fair. I would give you...
You only need a +1 to turn that into a...
Yes.
Not a miss.
Mm. Well, but I come back and I retain, but I retain the other injury. So it's this fixes one, but I'm still one away from death.
Because I will give you the +1. I think it's fair because you are in a top-of-the-line medical facility. I think that is absolutely fair. So I'm going to give you the +1 so you get the mixed success. Mm-hmm. And... you know you need a better doctor. You need... You can't actually heal this. And so I'm going to leave you on your two injuries. If you take another injury, mm-hmm. your character is definitely dead.
Yeah.
That is the bargain I will give you. Does that sound
no more,
fair?
No more second
that
chances.
More than fair. No.
Yeah, okay, great. The ground is rumbling pretty badly at the moment. And you can hear the squawks and roars of dinosaurs all around you. Like kind of in the distance, as clearly everything is beginning to kind of panic a little bit. Mm-hmm. And a crack is beginning to form in the building that you're in. Where it had run into it before is now sort of running directly through the main room and slowly dragging itself apart, leaving these like fissures going down into the ground.
To the monorail, the monowhale, sorry.
Perfect.
To the monowhale!
Okay, yeah, so you guys make it over to the monorail.
Belong.
The monowhale. And yeah, it is there, this big, beautiful whale-shaped carriage that is stood there just on the tracks, ready to get on out of here. Mm. You can make it inside, but stuff is shaking a lot. Stuff is really bad. And you can see kind of like in the distance, like kind of behind you where this giant crack has formed, like part of the track has just fallen into the earth. Mm. And the lake is beginning to kind of drain into this giant fissure as well. But you are beginning to head away on the monorail. I think you're gonna be okay for a bit as you sort of zoom through the jungle. This whole time, this gigantic sort of purple sphere is beginning to appear in the sky, lightning crackling out of it, and there are sort of rocks beginning to raise up from the ground and get pulled into that, whereas other things are sort of dropping out of it. You see like a Venetian barge land. Bits of like the tower of a castle kind of crashes out of it and falls onto the island as you are zooming along through these mountains. As I think we're just gonna make it a little bit meaner on you of something large. What is something cool, iconic object from history?
The Death Star.
the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yeah, Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Great. Okay. I will...
The Death Star.
Say, yeah. You see the Leaning Tower of Pisa, pristine and stood upright, is dropping dead ahead of you, and it clips the side of the monorail. Your whale carriage as you're coming along, shearing off a full, like half of the actual vehicle itself, as you are going along, and one of you is going to be in peril. I'm going to say it is the Casper the Friendly Boy.
Mm. That makes sense.
As you were there looking out, oh, I love this. Oh, taking a photo of all this cool stuff.
Yeah. That's a full photo.
And it crashes into the carriage, taking out half of it, and you are going to fall if you do not have any help.
Right. I'm going to use my
thing. Oh yeah, you have got a good ability for that.
Yeah, and indeed I can also inspire heroism.
What are you looking at me for? All right, yeah, I'm gonna. I think I'm just gonna whip both ends of the helix around the either side of him and catch it as it comes back, and then just pull him back in into what would be a hug.
Okay, give me a take my hand.
Take
roll.
My hand, son. Whatever makes the most sense.
Yeah, steady? I feel like this is a steady.
This is good for a steady. Got minus one in that.
Nice.
Hey!
Damn, that is fine.
Yeah, so that would be a 9, but that actually gets pushed into the next category. So that's a hit.
10 plus.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, yeah, you 100%. You nail it. You drag him back on board. Amazing. And the monorail comes to a stop. Near, where were you heading? Kind of like the dock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say, thank you, Dino D-A-D. I mean, D-A-N.
It's Dano, D-A-N. It's important to get things correct. The correct makeup of things is incredibly important. That's why the scientists here mixed all the DNAs this way. If you mix the wrong DNA in, suddenly you've got vicious predators where you had herbivores.
Oh, that's true enough. I'm sure we haven't got any similar DNA.
I'll leave it at that for the moment.
Human beings actually share a lot of the similar DNA to many of the great apes.
Dino D-A-N, have you ever used your DNA to make something?
I am DNA. I'm a living strand of DNA.
Daniel, earlier on you called little child son.
I call him Casper by his name.
Oh. Oh. Casper.
I call him Casper.
You sound like remember him.
Casper's the name of my... Casper's the name of Casper.
The name of your what?
You said, do you want a dinosaur fact, little boy?
As you say that, there's a lovely big roar, and you have like a fairly clear run. There's like a few buildings to this pier, and emerging out of the water is the Spinosaurus.
No,
this bastard again.
Past it is this boat, but the Spinosaurus is coming out, and it is just looking at you. It can see you all. You are stood kind of a few kind of like small warehouse type buildings, some places where they could maintain boats and the like. And what do you want to do?
Spinosauruses are tenacious hunters. They will follow prey for many hours before they eat them.
This is not how it was supposed to go. It wasn't meant to be like this.
How was it supposed to go?
We just got on the boat. We got the train to the boat, and then we go.
It sounds like you know a bit more about this than you're letting on, mate. And it'd be great while we're having this fight with this Spinosaurus if you explain a little bit of what's going on.
Well, if you haven't figured it out already, they didn't make these dinosaurs with DNA. They took them from the past and brought them to here and now. But something's gone wrong, and now things are coming from all sorts of different times.
They don't use DNA, they tell me DNA. They mush them together. Papa's tree comes through.
That's what they told people. They wanted people to know that this was just like a genetic experiment, but it's not. They figured out how to bring things from the past to now.
But all the dinosaurs that are in the park, they're male, because the incel scientists think females are too hard to attain.
Spinosaurus breaks into a run and is going...
and I think he's going straight for Dino Dan.
mouth open wide. Give me an accent, everybody.
Okay.
Oh, what? I mean, I still have this gun.
Yeah,
I think like it's time. Although you might die.
I've got a jar full of venom.
Venom.
And haven't you got a gun as well?
No, I think you, because yeah. I had a
you
gun
gave
which I
it
gave
to
you.
Gave it to me.
Who then gave it to Alistair, yeah. Who then gave it to you. So
hilarious. Okay. Could
we left Alistair behind.
Can you scare it off?
Yeah, we did.
We're just firing into the air.
Yeah, I could look over there and try and scare it with it, rather than fight it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're trying to distract it by firing the gun.
Yes.
Great. Give me a look over there roll. It is two dice plus you're clever.
Oh, ooh. Fantastic. Lovely. So that is 9 plus 1 is 10.
Okay. You draw the dinosaur's attention where you intended. Your friend is safe.
Oh, fantastic. Far away.
Yeah. But wait, were you drawing its attention to you by letting off shots?
I thought we were just trying to scare it off window with loud bangs.
Yeah. What? I suppose I was more... I guess the only place it can be drawn the attention of is towards me.
Well, so you'll have like a moment of reprieve as the... But Dino Dan was going to get instantly chomped by the Spinosaurus. So you've drawn its attention as you've run off firing the gun and its head swings around and it begins to pad after you, seeing another viable target. But now you have a Spinosaurus chasing you instead.
Oh.
What are the rest of you up to?
Spinosaurus's vision is based on gunshots.
What am I going
to
do?
So, Mysterious Stranger, you can see that the Spinosaurus is going to attack and kill.
Okay.
Or, well, maybe not kill, but
I'm
going to
use my special skill of back in my day, and I'm going to pull out a device that is like a, it's like a, you know those things that you can like put in your house to scare off spiders with ultrasonic sounds?
Okay.
It's like this thing that we can't hear it because it's so high pitched.
Right.
But it freaks dinosaurs out and upsets their brains.
What? Okay, cool. Roll me a dice roll to see if that...
It's a 10.
Okay.
Nice.
On a 10 plus, my time is the best and I achieve my goals.
Okay,
wow.
So you're
a good one.
Scaring off
with this strange device that just goes whee and like scrambles its brain for a minute.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You successfully scare off the Spinosaurus. That's a pretty good.
Amazing!
At least the Spinosaurus is freaking out. It is it freezes in spot and is just having a nightmare of a time.
So I'll throw it down on the ground and I'll be like, everyone, let's go! And so we leave the thing behind to stun it for as long as it can rather than taking it with us.
Mm.
And then we run.
And we run.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Do a run roll to the boat or we just...
I think you can probably make it to... I think you can make it to the boat.
Oh, amazing.
But... You will need to get this boat up and running. I want a just do it roll from someone to see how well this is all working out.
Who's got good steady?
I'm not steady at all.
I've got plus one.
In fact, I've got plus one as well. But I think you make more like story sense to be getting a boat ready there.
I guess
than
the child. Yeah.
Where did you learn how to drive a boat, little boy?
Ah, we all learn it as children, but we forget when we're adults, you see.
We're born with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The magic of making boats start. Gifts that only children have.
Okay, so you're going to do the boat roll?
I learned how to fix boats when I go looking for sharks with Papa.
This is true.
It's all... I roll 6 plus 1 is fail.
Oh.
No, seven.
It's a mixed pass.
Yeah.
I learn about boats. I don't learn about numbers.
Okay. Ooh, okay. You slipped, hesitated, or cut corners. The DM will offer you a hard choice. I will say, you actually, it's not that difficult to get the boat up and running. The fuel's good. You've used a motor like this before. It's just like the one that you had. And you guys pile into the boat, and begin taking off. But it is at the last kind of possible moment that you realize that, there is like a fairly heavy chain attaching this boat to much further down the dock. Mm. And someone is going to have to go back, uncouple this chain, just as this high-pitched noise turns off.
Mm. Oh. Okay. You guys have got to get out of here. I'll go do the chain. It's really, really important you guys make it.
Are you sure? If you're sure, okay.
I mean, you can come help me if you like. Oh, I just need these two to get out.
You don't have to ask me twice.
if I go and help him,
I'll say he can have a bonus.
Yeah, oh, I come with you. Why not? I'm not pussy.
So you run back, but you can easily uncouple this chain. Your powers combined, like you doing it together. I won't ask for a dice roll. But now the Spinosaurus is once again charging in your direction. Dino Dan and Casper the Friendly Boy, you are sat in the boat. Engine's ready to go.
Let's get out of
here.
But did we stop at the dock to let them off and then they ran down the dock, or did we?
So you're kind of right at the end of this dock, and they had to run much further back, and so they will have to run to reach you again.
Or we could swing the boat past them.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, why don't we drive this thing?
Mm.
If you can give me a just do it roll to make that work. Otherwise, they'll have to do running.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm steady. Steady at the wheel. Oh, it's like those racing games, like Mario Kart, but it's a boat and there's dinosaurs.
Incredible. With a plus one, that's a 12.
You swing the boat around. Natasha and the stranger are able to jump into the boat.
Hooray!
If you want to.
Incredible.
And you slowly weave your way through the sort of like the choppy waters. The sun is beginning to rise. But as you look back, this sort of purple sphere that is sort of emanating energy over the island sort of just expands out, completely covering the entire island, and then shrinks back, and the entire thing is gone. The entire thing is sucked away, leaving sort of this like half semicircle of water just has disappeared, exposing the bare rock at the bottom, and water just floods back in, and it's as if the island was never even there. Oof. And you have made it off of my Dino Island.
Yay! So Alistair Biggins is going to wake up on the island in a completely different time.
Well,
stupid Alistair Biggins. That's a story for another time.
Right, so you have made it off of Dino Island. And so now we'll go through each of you and we'll find out sort of how it all pans out for you in the end.
Great.
Do you want to begin first? Do you want to go last? Like, what is your...
I think you should be last.
I think last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So I guess we'll start out with Natasha. So you roll 2d6 and add the number of stories that you told.
Someone's getting a happy ending.
Okay, nice. So I rolled a 9. That was 9... 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Wow. Describe something good that happens to you, or because of you as a result of your time on the island.
When leaving, when I get back, I like scrape the DNA off of my clothes, like all of like the everything.
The gunk and blood.
And the gunk and the blood and everything. Mm. And I am successfully the first person to make a dinosaur DNA Botox, which keeps you looking young for a very long time.
Yeah. How much pus does it make?
It's very pussy. It's very pussy.
But when you crack the pus off.
Yeah, beautiful. It's great. I haven't quite got to Papa's level of blending the humans and the dinosaurs together, but I'm getting there slowly.
Wow.
So it's still happy ending. Yeah. Dinosaur Botox, pretty cool. I win some kind of Nobel Prize, I think.
By herbivore essence.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice. That's good. Do you want to both roll yours?
Yeah.
And then we can, if someone, add on your amount of stories.
Oh, that is 11 for me.
6 for me.
Oh, no. Okay. Describe something bad that happens to you, or because of you as a result of your time on the island.
I think Dinosaur D-A-N never steps out of his stupor. I think Dinosaur D-A-N spends the rest of his life in the suit. Hello, sir. Hello, madam. Welcome to Herbivore Essences. Would you like some dinosaur DNA Botox?
Yes, you want
I'm a salesman. Dinosaur DNA Botox.
Yeah.
I never reconcile with my boy, for I don't know who I am. I continue to live in the... I'm just in a brand new version of the DNA strand.
Rebranded.
Costume. It's like it's just a perfect. It's basically the exact same one as it was before, but in pristine conditions. Googly eyes still, and just like perfect eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. Giraffe eyebrows.
Yeah, it's got like perfect eyebrows, great forehead, no wrinkles.
Nice.
But Casper rolled well, so yeah. Maybe we can have a bittersweet.
Well, I think essentially you don't break your madness.
Yeah,
but I realize who you are. And I bring you back to my mum, and now we take care of yous.
Oh.
And so it's nice to have my real dad back home, although he still thinks he's DNA.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, there's always that hope.
Incel scientists made this formula to keep you looking young. And never get women.
And then our mysterious stranger, do you want to roll some dice?
I rolled a 9, but ooh. I didn't tell any stories. So I came back from the future through the portal to make sure that I survived the original event because I'm you,
yeah.
Casper.
Yeah.
40 years in the future.
That's why you wouldn't tell us your name.
Yeah.
It would have been a big giveaway.
It would have been a big giveaway. But the problem is, 10 years from now, someone is going to take your dino DNA treatments and use them to create genetically engineered dino super soldiers. And there's going to be a dino apocalypse where the dino croco men take over the Earth, and it's like the Terminator future, and the humans are living in the ruins of the dino
and
apocalypse.
And you're John Connor.
So I had to save
Casper,
you.
John.
But I had to stop you from getting the dino DNA, and I thought you didn't get any DNA because we managed to like not get any samples.
Didn't check the bottom of my shoes, did you?
Didn't check your shoes.
Did you? Just a little scrape is all it takes.
So I spend the rest of my life trying to stop your treatments falling into the wrong hands.
Oh.
But I think I fail because I didn't roll a 10.
Yeah.
And no one believes me that Botox
like
will end the world. I sound like a crazy person.
Sad times.
Dinosaur Botox will end the world.
A lot of people just growing scales up.
Yeah.
So you're stuck in a loop. You're going to have to go back and do it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
It's going to keep happening.
Try do better than I did.
So roll a better dice.
You're Casper the Friendly Man.
Yeah. And can you just roll 2d6? And how many stories did Dave tell?
Dave told one about wanting to build a volcano base.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, it descended into an argument really quick.
He rolls a 6, it turns into a 7.
Okay. Choose one player to say what they'll remember about you.
Oh, it's got to be you.
I'll always remember that actually he had a really good idea about that volcano. And you know what? Even though my dad is a mad bloke who thinks he's a DNA strand, I've actually always had two dads and one mum. But she hasn't featured in the story at all.
She's the best of the lot.
But she's the best of the lot. But my dad, Dave, he was actually right good, even if he did live in his car.
Well, that concludes Escape from Dino Island. You have all absolutely nailed it. What a wild ride. Not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
So a big thank you to everyone for watching, and a big thank you for all of my players. If you'd like to say who you are and where can people find you, this is the time, plug yourself, tell them all about what you do.
Yes. Well, I'm Sullivan, and this is Laurie, and we are both from No Rolls Barred and Chaotic Neutral. No Rolls Barred, we play board games. Roll the dice, see what happens.
Chaotic Neutral, we play TTRPGs. Roll the dice, somebody will tell you what happens. We've also just done a game with Tom, who came to visit us really recently. We just played Call of Cthulhu, which you can watch on our channel if you head on over there, which I would you put a link in the description for.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So kind.
There'll be a link below, and you'll get to see me actually as a player rather than a Games Master, which is a rare event. And it was a good laugh, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very good fun.
Good laugh. We didn't all go mad and have just Cthulhu times.
It wasn't spine chillingly horrible.
It didn't end an orgy of violence.
And Ben.
Yeah, I'm Ben. Check out Games Night channel, where we play miniature war games with a narrative twist. They're a lot of fun. Tom's in a bunch of them. Check out Games Night.
And a returning regular, Lydia, how can people find you?
Hello, I'm Lydia, and you can find me on twitch.tv/squidgame and also the 0 Degrees podcast, which I do with Harry and Raphs.
Amazing. Well, until next time, everybody, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes our adventures in Escape from Dino Island. If you'd like to see a post-game chat where we sit around and we talk about the game and what could have happened and how we found it, you can by becoming a patron on patreon.com/mysteryquest. Also, a big shout out to Laurie and Sullivan from the Chaotic Neutral channel. It was amazing they came down to hang out with us. Go and check out their stuff and leave some lovely comments. I hope you enjoyed. Until next time, everybody, goodbye.